Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. I say that because we do everything from portfolio and investment management, tax planning, income planning, asset protection, and, of course, estate and legacy planning. We have attorneys that do that for us. So this is what I look at. This is how I approach it. Today, as always, we want to try to give you some good ideas, actionable items. Here we are. I guess we're in the full swing. Hopefully the cobwebs are off. You're ready to roll. I will make a comment about that in a second. But, you know, we're coming off the best 2 years since the 90s in the stock market. We're not only is it an opportunity maybe to reset, I'm going to give some explanations of that in a little bit here, because, the 401ks start January 1st. They run from January to December. Now, there's other things where there's deadlines till April 15th. We'll talk about that as well. But again, it's maybe we're back in the mode. It's tough. I know it's tough to get back, but there's things that have changed this year. The 401k plans, you can put more into them. I'm going to again explain that. Marginal tax brackets, other things. And what's interesting is one big thing. This was a headline, and you probably heard of it, and we're going to explain this. Higher Social Security benefits are coming for millions. And I'm not talking about the cost of living increase to 2.5%. I'm talking about a pretty significant piece of legislation that was signed in. So I want to get into all of this. Doesn't it seem like, though, I guess I would pose this question. How many of you wish that you didn't have to come back? In other words, you were off for a couple weeks. It's just so hard to get back. And you thought, did it give you a little taste of retirement? Maybe, because if you retired, you wouldn't be coming back. So this is our goal. We want to get you to that point with some of the ideas. For those of you that are retired, God bless you. That's good. But the other thing that maybe it's kind of to set the stage, I was going to mention this. U.S. life expectancy. This was in the Wall Street Journal. U.S. life expectancy turns back up. Okay, life expectancy rose. It says a typical 65, this is according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention report, a typical 65-year-old can expect to live another 20 years, 19 and a half, up from 18.9 in 2022. So what does this mean? It means a couple things. One is, well, do we have more risk? What about outliving your income? How comfortable are you going 20, 25, 30 years without a paycheck? I mean, think about it. 65, at 65, you're expected to live almost another 20 years. And that's just on average. Healthcare, you know, this poses, the good news is we're living longer. The bad news is we have to deal with some of this stuff. Healthcare, long-term care. You know, I have a client who's dealing with a parent, $12,000 a month. Inflation, of course, we look at those things. Just at 3%, you know, you may need 150 just to net, just to have the purchasing power of 100,000. We have to look at all of these things. Now, one quick thing, I'm going to make some offers today on some of this information. So I should have mentioned this too. For those of you that want to get a hold of us, you can always give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can download information, send me questions, schedule a time if you want to chat, even for 15 minutes, or if you want to schedule a time to come on in. Okay, let me just get into this first area, because again, I talked about life expectancy, and this comes to one big piece of your plan, which is not outliving your income. We know study after study shows that's the biggest concern. Well, one of those is the Social Security payments. Now, this is pretty huge. I hate using that word, but Joe Biden on Sunday signed into law a measure that boosts Social Security benefits or payments for current and former employees affecting nearly 3 million people who receive pensions as time as teachers, firefighters, police officers, and other public service jobs. We're going to spend a ton of time on this, but certainly if you fall into this category, it's called the Social Security Fairness Act. And I do tend to agree with this. Now, keep in mind, you have to have contributed to Social Security. It's called the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset. So ultimately what happens in some cases, if you worked for a, you know, a public or municipality where you did not contribute to Social Security, but you had other income, so you still have to have some sort of income where you did contribute to Social Security, your benefits would be impacted. And the spouse, so that's called the windfall provision. Also, the surviving spouse would not get your full benefit. Could happen, or you could not get your spouse's benefit if you had a pension because it's called a pension offset. It's kind of crummy, and I don't necessarily agree with it. Well, it's going to change, it looks like. So we really need to revisit. In fact, they're talking about making it retroactive to 2024. My point is a couple things. One is for those of you that this impacts, and I have clients that it impacts, many clients that currently fall under this, these provisions. And if it's going away, and it looks like it is, you need to revisit your Social Security plan or your Social Security benefits. It will be a bump up in your benefits. It's called the adjusted income or average income monthly earnings number, and they're going to change that. But really, the other takeaway is, you know, it could increase by $400 or $500. You give $400 or $500 more a month, pretty significant, and the survivor benefit. But I guess really the takeaway I wanted to, the other takeaway from this is just in general, for any of you that are looking at your Social Security, and we talked about kind of the premise of the show is this U.S. life expectancy turns back up. Well, if you have income, and I'll quote Lawrence Kotlikoff, as far as the income in your Social Security decision, the risk isn't dying, the risk is living. And so knowing when to claim your benefits, it's probably one of the most important pieces of your strategies, because how and when you claim your Social Security benefits could mean differences of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Forbes, and I've quoted them before, says that 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 in income simply because they file for Social Security at the wrong time. And if you follow, this is really, Lawrence Kotlikoff has written a great book. I've mentioned it before. It's called Get What's Yours. He's a Boston University professor. And he says there are 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook. And he points out most of these are not written for the regular person to understand. And he says you're flying blind when it comes to collecting Social Security. The truth is there's no one size fits all. So I just want to give you some examples. And I want you to be aware of some of these pretty significant changes that are occurring. We're going to talk as we get into the next few segments about some other rules that are changing down the road that you really need to be aware of that could be incredibly impactful in your plan. But when we take a look at this Social Security decision, how many of you, in fact, I just ran a report for someone and they're reaching age 67. They're looking at taking their benefits. And between the two of them, their benefit would be $53,000 a year if they take it at 67. $53,000 a year between the two of them. If they wait till 70, it will be $72,600. That's right. You heard me. That's the difference. Now, so if you wait 3 years, you could have potentially close to a $20,000 increase in the benefits for the rest of both of your lives. And the one benefit, which is the highest one, is $44,000, almost $45,000 out of that $72,000, which stays for both lifetimes. You see why these things are so important? And we ran the analysis for them. I showed them all of these different things. This is for a current client because they're getting close to making that decision. We revisited it for them. So these are things that we want to be aware of in our planning. Number one is this pension offset, these windfall provisions. It looks like they're going into, it's called the Social Security Fairness Act. Please check into that and see if that impacts you as well as your spouse. In addition to that, just for those, anyone that's looking to determine their Social Security benefits, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download the Social Security decision. Let's get educated and informed on some of these decisions. Let's take opinion out as much as possible and take a look. These are irrevocable decisions, but this is income. And as I've said before, I believe feeling wealthy in retirement is having more income than expenses. And this is, I have more to talk about on the income piece because I want to spend some time on this today. We're going to get into taxes. We're going to get into the market. But as I said, you can get the Social Security decision, the claiming strategies. It's off our website. Download the report, alphawealthgroup.com. For those of you that are serious that really want to take a look at your personal claiming strategies, I can run these reports for you. It will compare taking it at your full retirement age, 67, waiting till 70. Maybe one spouse takes it early, the other takes it later. And you can do the comparison and feel at least much more confident, I believe, in making these decisions. Again, these are decisions that could impact you and your family, certainly for the rest of your life. This is important stuff. So if you want to take advantage and you want the Social Security analysis, give us a call. We'll do that for you as well. The number here is 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. And you go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and you can request the analysis. You know, this is something that would be good to get in place for you, as sure as it relates to your retirement. Coming up, I do want to get into, again, some of the new rules in taxes, your 401ks, and what's going on in the market. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We're a complete retirement planning firm. We provide everything from income planning to tax planning, investment planning, asset protection, and of course the estate and legacy piece, having the right documents in place to control your assets during your lifetime as well, and then down to your children and grandchildren and your loved ones. And this is all about being complete. I talk about that all the time. There's five pillars, five pieces to your plan. That report is on our website if you do want to get it. It's called Five Simple Steps. It's called the Retirement Roadmap. It's I like to think of it as a blueprint because it goes through these areas. You can almost use it as a checklist. Okay, let me look at each. And then it drills down into each piece. Okay, what do we do to create income we can't live, or try to at least? What do we do to minimize taxes in retirement? And we're going to talk about some things certainly that are this year that are some changes that you should be aware of. Your investments in your portfolio. Been an interesting couple of years, I said, the best 2 years since the 90s. What does your investment plan say? What maybe should it say? And then, of course, protecting assets from unforeseen events to protect yourself and your spouse and your children and so on, and having the right plan in place. That's what it's all about, the estate plan. I did mention one of the changes, and it just was signed into law, this higher Social Security payments coming for millions. It's referred to as the Social Security Fairness Act. And those of you that have been impacted by, it's rescinding two provisions, the windfall elimination provision, which impacts the first segment of your Social Security. Typically, it's a $400 or $500 per month penalty. And then the government pension offset, that goes what goes to your surviving spouse. So during your lifetime and after, isn't that nice? Those things that looks like are going away, and they said they may make it retroactive to 2024. Those of you that are aware of this and it's happening, two things. One is if you have been receiving Social Security, certainly you want to check into this. Of course, you have to have some earned income than where you paid into Social Security. And then also for those of you that are deciding or having to make a claiming strategy, you do want to check into or maybe revisit your claiming strategies because it changes. I've said before, I gave the example of this couple that I just, well, they're clients. They came in and I said, hey, Tom, let's revisit the whole Social Security. This is something we do up front. So when you come in, this is part of the analysis we run. We test your plan. We do a portfolio analysis. We take a look at your risk levels, your asset allocation. What makes sense for you? What do you have in your Roth versus your tax-free? Do you have a Roth tax-free versus, you know, looking at the overall plan, what are you doing to create income? But they are getting ready to make the decision. The wife is retiring. They're both 66. They will be 67 shortly. And his benefit is, but the combined benefit I mentioned before is $53,000 at 67, their full retirement age. If they wait till 70, it will be $72,600. That's almost a $20,000 increase for remaining 3 years for the rest of both of their lives. Pretty important, isn't it? So, there's an article, and I'm going to spend another time on another income idea here, and then we'll get into taxes in the market. This was from the Personal Journal and the Wall Street Journal. This was from the end of last year. It says, pensions give retirees greater peace of mind. It's about four people that open up about their finances. And this first person, you know, was talking, again, it went into some of their personal, but I think it's helpful. The pursuit of happiness in retirement is a lot easier with a pension. Retirees with a regular paycheck report higher levels of satisfaction than those who rely on 401ks to supplement their Social Security, studies have shown. The security, I'm reading from the article, the security of a lifelong income is a source of comfort and happiness, those with pensions say. While 401ks can generate more wealth, right, retirees say navigating all the investing, tax, and withdrawal strategies can add to their stress when they're trying to lower it. This one person was saying, you know, he's happier now, he said his friends have to manage their savings for the rest of their lives. I don't have that pressure. That's what he's suggesting. And so when we talk about creating, you know, for those of you who have a pension, that's terrific. Again, the vast majority of us do not. And so I've talked about this strategy before, so I'll spend a little time on it. Is there ways to create your own pension in a way, right? It's called you can use annuities. They will provide a guaranteed income stream. Again, it depends on your situation. There's pros and cons to all of these things. You need to be aware of how they work. You know, this is a way for you to create lifetime income and, in fact, potentially joint lifetime income. And keep in mind, I'm a registered investment advisor. We do portfolio management. That's primarily what we do. But I'm also insurance licensed. And so my goal is to get you information and so you can make the best decision for you. If I said to you, this can, you know, reduce your stress level. If it can provide income you can't outlive. In fact, it can provide joint lifetime income for both you and your spouse. You know, that's potentially, you know, something that might make sense for you. And so I've given the example before, you know, a couple age 60. And this is just an example. So you really want to look at your situation and how it works. But a couple age 60, you know, with $500,000. And by the way, you can do it with Roth, meaning it's tax-free, tax-deferred accounts, or after-tax accounts come from savings, checking, CDs. You can use any of these to fund it. But again, to give the example, a couple age 60 in 5 years, if they were to use this as part of their income plan, right, separate from the investments, they would have over $40,000 a year coming in from these. In fact, if they waited a couple years, they, as you defer, this is pretty common, the income goes up, guarantees. If they waited two more years, it's 67, their full retirement age in this case, they'd have over $50,000 a year joint lifetime income. It does not reduce at the first death. So again, I'm just giving you some ideas on this. I gave that example of that couple. You know, they're clients of mine, but, you know, they have over $50,000 a year of Social Security, again, separate from what I'm talking about. So if they did that, or if they waited till age 70, they'd have $72,000 of Social Security. Again, a lifetime income on top of the annuity as part of their income plan. Again, this is just part of the income plan. You know, you're going to have over $100,000 of income. And by the way, two of those three incomes, the larger income within this example is $44,000 plus the annuity income stays for both their lifetimes. Both their lifetimes. So do you see how this provides income? It also provides a certain level of protection because the survivor benefit on the Social Security is higher and the income from the annuity continues for both your lives. So these are just some ideas. Again, I provide these ideas for you to take a look at to see if they make sense for you. We also, as always, we have information on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. It's called The Truth About Annuities. I also mentioned we have the Social Security decision on there. I always want to be a resource for you to take a look at some of this information. You know I'm a big proponent. I always say it's to make decisions, but making informed decisions rather than we lean on opinion. You know, I don't say that, you know, if I'm going to give you my opinion, I'll say this is my opinion, but you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. And we talked about this article. I started with these pensions giving retirees a greater peace of mind, right? And this one woman said that freed from her job, this was one of the persons they interviewed, she said she spends more time volunteering for a church or hopping on her motorcycle and speeding down the road. She says she likes being out in the open. Another one, this gentleman said he's decided to learn how to paint, and now he's got a hobby. And he's actually has a studio in his house. These are great stories because they do the things they want to do. And this is why we talk about that one core or maybe the foundation to your overall retirement plan, which is the income, creating income you can't outlive. Now we can talk about these other pieces, which I will. But for those of you that want to take a look at these ideas, number one, what are the claiming strategies as it relates to Social Security? What are the ideas of optimizing my benefits throughout my lifetime and my spouse's if I'm married? What can we do about creating other sources of income? And then we have these other things that we talked about. But if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call. We'll get the information out to you. We'll schedule a time for your own personalized, what I call lifetime income quote, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. It will be time well spent. It will be helpful. I think it'll be eye-opening and provide some clarity to your overall plan. 630-864-6711 or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Email me. Send me a question. Anything I can help you with, I will respond. I always get these questions every week, and I do respond. So any way we can help, let us know. Coming up, I do want to get into some of the new rules on 401ks, tax strategies, as well as the market. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We've covered a few things here today. We have more to get into, but if you want to get a hold of us, if you have questions, you want some of the information I've offered, whether it's on the Social Security decision, any type of income planning, You can get into, we're going to get into taxes here, but if you want information on that, the Truth About Annuities report, you can get those off our website as well, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can always give us a call as well, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Again, any way we can help, anything that we've touched upon, let us know how we can give you some information that'll be helpful in your overall planning process. Let me segue a little bit in here into taxes. I you know, the end of the year is come and gone. We know that. December 31st, you know, I kind of pounded the table on the deadlines that we have. In other words, you have until the end of the year to max out your 401k. You had until the end of the year to do a Roth conversion. You can do another one this year. But for 2024, you had till the end of the year to take any capital losses. We can go down the line, RMDs, gifting, and so on. But now we're in a new year, and I think this is a great opportunity to reset, refocus. For example, let's just talk briefly about the 401ks, and then I want to get into some other ideas here. And these relate to, you know, I spent most of the time on income planning, but then what can we do to try to get more of it tax-free? And, you know, as far as your 401ks, they run from January 1st to December 31st. You have that 12-month window to max out your 401k. Now, the amounts that you can put in there is $30,500 if you're 50 or older, $23,500 if you are under age 50. How many of us know what we're contributing? So I would say, here's a homework assignment or here's a call to action. And then you want to find out what your match is. If I asked you, what are you contributing to your 401k, would you know? If I asked you what your match is to your 401k, would you know? If I asked you if you're using the Roth option in your 401k, would you know? Can you do an in-service rollover and so on and so forth? Can you make after-tax contributions? This is a vehicle that in many cases is our largest asset, and if it's not, it's one that we can make the largest contributions to. By the way, what's changed in 2025? Well, you've got this opportunity that's starting this year. Again, this is new. 2025, if you're between age 60 and 63, you can increase your contributions by $4,250. I know we get into these catch-up contributions and so on, but it ends up coming out to about another $4,250. So if you think about it, it's $30,500 from last, you know, that you can put in. Well, add another $4,250 if you're between 60 and 63. So now you're at $34,750. I just did that. I'm pretty impressed. I didn't memorize that one. But it's true. Are you doing that? Do you want to do that? I mean, we can get into other ideas. I don't want to go down too many paths here. But I just wanted to make the point on the 401k. You heard me talk about this before. We talked a lot about Roth conversions towards the end of the year. Again, I'm not saying you can't start doing them this year when a new year, but you've missed the opportunity if you haven't. I did multiple Roth conversions. I had one person that came into the office, very, very nice people, and he said, I heard your show again, so I want to move forward on this. Monday the 30th, I said, get in this car as soon as we can. Thank God, you know, we work through Fidelity and Schwab. I should say thanks to them. We actually converted $50,000 for the end of the year. We did it on a Monday. It was done on a Tuesday. I think it was actually done the end of Monday. Tuesday was December 31st, the last day. This is what I deal with. So, but you know what? It worked out. It was terrific. And guess what? This person now has $50,000 in an account that they will never pay tax on the rest of their life. There's no required minimum distributions. Doesn't tax their Social Security. It goes to their spouse and children tax-free. And I think that's a win. So I'm glad we were able to do that. Maybe hopefully next year we'll start that a little earlier. But my point is, you can also do that with your 401k. Your 401k, you can do Roth contributions. Now, you have until April to do Roth IRAs. We're going to talk about those in a second. That is, the 2024 window has not shut on those. The 2024 window has shut on 401ks. But how many of us are saying, okay, we're in January, I have this 12 months, well, not quite 12, or under 12, but 11 months and so, to really optimize my 401k. I've said this many times, and I do believe this. Once you start becoming more engaged, proactive, it just becomes more habit. Just like anything in life. And so if you do make these calls, as I said, this is my challenge and my call to ask you. If you're married, You have your spouse do it. Then you talk to each other so you know what you're doing. Man, this is good stuff. Communication. If you can accomplish that this week, and if you want to download my report, again, I'm going to say it because it walks through all more ideas than I've gotten into. You know, it even gets into net unrealized appreciation on, okay, we don't have to go down to that, on company stock, which is something I do as well. There's so many things with a 401k. It's kind of like, you know, I feel like, you know, when you have software, whether it's Word or Excel or anything, you just kind of scratch the surface. There's a million things and you don't know about it, and it does so many things, and you're just not taking advantage of it. Maybe that's the way we can equate our 401k. There's probably a lot of features and benefits you may not be taking advantage of. Certainly, you better be getting the match. And you, first of all, find out what it is, and you better be taking advantage of that, because that's free money. That's a dollar for dollar, typically. That's 100% return on a dollar that you put in if you're getting those. So these, again, knowing what you're doing, because we do this, you know, it's pretty common in life where we're putting money in, and that's terrific. I'm a big fan of systematic contributions. But if we're not taking care of these 401ks, and again, maybe you make a change this year and you say, you know what, put half of it in traditional, put half in Roth. I'm going to start growing my tax-free. I had a client in here the other day. He's saying that he's going to change his entire contribution, $30,000, he's done, I think, close to $30,000 a year, to Roth, all of it, 100%, which is pretty bold, and I'm really kind of excited for him about that, because, yeah, you pay on the seed today, but all of that money in his 401k will grow tax-free for the rest of his life. By the way, we'll make one more comment on this without getting too... Matches. Let me get these words right. The employer match now, in some cases, the employer can now... It is allowed. They may not do it. They're allowed to make a match Roth. How about that? So now you can make your contribution. They can potentially make the match in a Roth as well. These are powerful things. I want to get into the Roth IRA in a minute here. We're coming up on a break. But my point is this. Hopefully, if you've been listening, you've heard me talk about, you know, creating income you can't outlive, the Social Security. This stuff gets... It doesn't have to be that complicated, I think, but just understanding these pieces and saying, yep, I get it. The claiming strategies on Social Security, I get it. I'm going to try to make the best decision. Do I want to use an annuity as part of my creating my own pension? Your pension, even if, for those of you who have a pension, I had someone who just emailed, I just spoke to him the other day, sent me his pension payouts for 62 and 65. We're working those into the analysis. Those are decisions you make. What's the survivor benefit? This is important stuff. So for those of you that, you know, really want to take a look at your plan and get 2025 off to a good start, kind of reset, get focused, and make this, we have time, right? We have the whole year to get some of these things in place. If you really want to kind of take a look at that, understand, what do I do to start to minimize taxes? What can I do to maybe retire a little early and be like those individuals we talked about from this article who have taken up hobbies or just enjoying life, have reduced their stress, have a plan in place? Give us a call if you want to schedule a time. We do a complete, and I mean complete, portfolio analysis, income planning strategies, testing your plan. We'll look at everything. Throw everything in a box. You've heard me say it before. And come on in, 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, download information, send me questions. You can even schedule a time on our website, whether you want to just chat or come on in. We want to help you. And again, we want to be a resource in any way we can. So give us a call or visit our website. Coming up, I want to talk a little bit about the market. We'll talk maybe about another idea on taxes. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. You listen to Tom Fortino. I'm the host and, of course, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We've covered a number of topics today. I spent a little time on the income planning piece. I tried to set the stage with this article out of the Wall Street Journal that said the good news, yeah, hopefully it's good news, life expectancy in the U.S. Made an unusually sharp increase as deaths from most major causes declined, according to the latest Center for Disease Control and Prevention report. A typical 65-year-old can expect to live another 19 and a half years. Let's just round it up to 20. And so when we talk about that, what does that mean? Well, that means our retirements. You know, are you going to be comfortable living 20, 25, 30 years without a paycheck? And then there's these other potential host of problems. What about health care and long-term care? healthcare expenses, of course, just when we talk about what you have to pay to have for the healthcare coverage. And then in the event, God forbid, there's an unforeseen long-term care event, well, now you may have to come out of pocket $10,000 or $12,000 a month. What does your plan say? If I pose that question to you, what would your answer be? What would you do? I've come across this. I've had some recent meetings with, and it's unfortunate. I mean, it's not pleasant who've had spouses that have long-term illnesses. I also have clients who are dealing with their parents. $12,000 a month is what I was quoted by one of my clients for their mother. So what does your plan say? But I also, as I said, the first step is, and that's why I offered that retirement roadmap. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. It gets into the five pieces. That's why I would say it's not about one thing, growing a pile of money and picking at it, buying a product, getting to a number. There's so many other pieces to it. So, you know, I talk about being complete. There's five pieces to your plan. And so that you can also use as a checklist. But we want to create income. I went into the tax piece of it a little bit, too. I spent some time on, hey, there's changes that are occurring. We want to stay on top of this. The 401k plans, if you're between 60 and 63, you can put more money into them now, up to another $4,250, which means you're up to $34,750. You wear that, you can put into your 401k. Most of us, I shouldn't say most of us, but probably quite a few of us are not optimizing our 401ks. Do we know what the match is and so on? Are we using the Roth option? Let me talk one, spin into one other idea here. We'll talk briefly, if we get time, about the markets. We're in this window right now up until April 15th. I mentioned the 401k has a window from January 1st to December 31st. Then you start over again. We're in that starting over. The Roth IRAs or traditional IRAs, you have until April 15th to contribute for 2024. So guess what? We're in this window between January and April 15th where we can make two contributions. Two, that's a Roth IRA for 2024. I'm talking about Roth IRAs either. I like the Roths, of course. You can do a Roth for 2024 and a Roth for 2025. I just did this for a client who came in. The spouse was going to contribute, has not contributed to the Roth yet. I said, you can do both. They're going to do 2024 and 2025. That's $16,000 because you can do up to $8,000 per year. You can put $16,000 across the 2 years into a Roth. It will grow tax-free forever. There's no required minimum distributions. The tax rate on it is always zero. Doesn't tax your Social Security, impact your Medicare premiums, and goes to your spouse and children tax-free. And so this is something you can do. Besides the fact that, again, I've spent time on Roth conversions up until last year, can do those too, but, you know, the timing was, the deadline was December 31st. And so the other comment I'll make on Roth IRAs, you can, again, not only can you contribute up to $8,000 per person, you can do 30, you know, higher amounts in the 401k, of course. A non-working spouse can contribute. Want to be aware of that. For those, if one spouse is retired, if you have earned income, a non-working spouse can contribute as well. In addition to that, you can do it at any age. In addition to that, you can contribute to it even if you're contributing to your own 401k. You can still do a Roth IRA. Are you aware of these rules? And so these are ways to kind of, you know, add these other elements to our planning where we're doing additional things. And man, this stuff pays off over time. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. We still have time to do some of these things. Don't drag your feet. This is another call to action to take a look at that. As I said, I'll say it again, the more engaged we get, the more active we get in our plan, the better. So I just wanted to mention that as an option as well. Let me spend a few minutes on the market. I mentioned the fact that we're going into this year. No one knows what's going to happen. The market has been bullish. It has been in a bullish trend. When was the last time you looked at your portfolio? I've asked the question before. When was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? You know, Thomas Lee has come out. He's from Fundstrat. He's a really sharp guy. He's been right so often. But he said if typically if the first 5 days of the market are up, since 1950, the market has been up an average of 13%. And so those are all, these are good things. I kind of get a little nervous when we talk about these because we don't know. You know, nobody knows. But the fact is, what is your portfolio plan? Say, look, we've talked about income planning. We've talked about the changes to Social Security. We've talked about tax planning. Now we're kind of pivoting into the investment side of it. What does your investment plan say? Wouldn't it be great if you could imagine you get all the income, you're doing, you have a solid, strong income plan, You feel good about the paychecks that are coming in, or I say replacing the paychecks. But you also have you're minimizing the taxes. You're aware of what you're doing, but you also have an investment plan you can stick with, you're comfortable with. Keep in mind, some of these things, this is why I want to simplify some things. It doesn't have to be that complicated, right? Let's not stick with these predictions. Look, we're supposed to have six interest rate reductions from the Fed last year. That didn't happen. Remember, we were going into a recession because the yield curve was negative? That didn't happen. We go down the line. But interest rates were going to come down. 10-year still over at 4%. That didn't happen. So we just had to be, so please be careful with these predictions. It's about creating a plan that matches your risk tolerance, your investment objectives, and your time horizon. And if you understand what you own and why you own it, this can be critical. That's why we do a portfolio analysis. Bonds have been problematic. I've talked about these before, and we don't have time to get into all this stuff, but we want to make sure we don't have too much risk if we're getting closer to retirement. We still want growth, but we want to be smart and disciplined about our approach. There's just so many ideas that are available. Again, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management. I think there's plenty of opportunities out there on the growth side, but then what are we doing to protect as well? Are we creating a balanced, smart portfolio? So I'll make this offer to you as well, as I've said before, on top of all the other ideas we talked about. For those of you who want us to take a look at your portfolio and to get into some ideas there, sorry I'm running up against the clock here, but we'll be more than happy to take a look. Do the analysis. You'll see what you own. I've talked about getting organized. I spent last week on that a lot, doing the portability, getting all your, again, here's another call to action. Get all the information on all your accounts. I mentioned this many times before. This is according to Capitalize. 30 million old 401ks out there. Old IRAs that you may have owned. Start by getting organized. Get all your statements together. Get them on a sheet. We have an asset organizer I can send out to you. And then start to take a look at your investments. You're going to uncover things you were totally unaware of. I've talked about the target date funds, how those are problematic. There's many, many things that are maybe hidden in your portfolio you are not aware of. But if we can stick with it and have a solid plan, that's, I believe, where the success is going to be. So if you want the portfolio analysis as well, I mean, I offer that with everything. It's like, we'll do the whole income, test your plan, portfolio analysis. If you have an estate plan, you want to take a look at all of that. You'll walk out of here with a complete customized retirement plan. Give us a call if you want to take advantage of that for your own. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can send me questions. Schedule a time to come in. Download reports from our library. We want to be a resource for you. Try to cover ideas that are going to make a difference. Hopefully today helped you get started. We have a big year ahead. Let's take advantage of it. As always, as I said, I hope today was good for you. We're going to be back next week at the same time. Everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.